The 5,000-acre Crandon mine site is in Forest County. While details are still sketchy, it appears the Potawatomi and Secaucan Chippewa tribes have closed a deal with Nicolet Minerals owner Gordon Connor to buy the mineral rights that lie beneath it. Connor would retain logging rights to the land, but as of Monday afternoon, neither Connor nor the tribes would confirm the deal. If a deal goes through, environmental groups and tribal members who have fought for years to block the mine may soon be celebrating. But until it's publicly confirmed, anti-mining forces are crossing their fingers and keeping quiet. An effort to get the state to buy the land and protect it as a conservation area fell through last year. There are an estimated 55,000 tons of zinc and copper at the site, but if the tribes buy it, that's likely to remain underground to protect nearby rice beds and the Wolf River from the pollution mining it might cause. Meanwhile, the Department of Natural Resources continues to process the mining permit application and is still scheduled to publish an environmental impact statement next month. If the tribes buy the mine, that process may become moot. At least four different companies have owned the Crandon mine over the past 27 years, and millions of dollars have been spent studying how to mine the minerals there without causing pollution. The mine has also spawned numerous environmental bills aimed at regulating mining. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.